do sometimes have trouble finding the time to blog. It just depends on what the workload is at the time and how embroiled I am in thinking about other writing projects. When I first set up the blog, I did do quite a few blog posts quite quickly because I thought it was important to have something of substance there that people could look at to begin with. I've kind of settled into this routine of writing at least one blog post a month. Maybe I'll write more than that if there's a topical issue that comes up that I want to comment on really quickly. But normally at the moment it does seem to be about once a month, and if I haven't written one for about a month, I'll think to myself, I really should get one out there. And I actually do find it quite refreshing to get a blog post out when I do take the time to do it, because I find that other types of academic writing, journal articles and books or book chapters, they do take weeks or months or even years in the case of books to write, and you're putting a huge amount of effort into honing the writing, editing it, making sure everything reads really well, and particularly when it is a book, it's a massive task and you're working on it for so long, and it is quite easy at times to get a bit sick of it all. Then writing a blog post, which is quick and easy, you can punch it out, you can have it up the same day, and there's really quite a refreshing aspect to that, I find. It's quite a satisfying feeling to just get a piece of writing done very quickly, finish it and have it off, and then go back to the more sustained academic type of writing.